Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is hand. H-A-N-D.
Hand, did you say?
Hand.
Oh, H-A-N-D. Oh, really?
You bet your life. The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Name droppers. Oh, that's me. Well, here I am again with $4,000 for one of our covers.
Roger, we invited some men from the State Highway Department to the show tonight. And just before we went...
There are men walking up and down the highway that you invited here tonight?
Oh, they're from the Department of the State Highway.
Oh, I see.
We invited them to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Dexter McBride. His partner is a girl with an interesting occupation, Miss Anna Muller.
Well, how cozy.
And here they come. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Dexter McBride and Mr. Dexter McBride and Miss Anna Marla. Mr. McBride, where are you from?
I'm from the South, sir, from Virginia. Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. That's where the sailors hang out, isn't it?
That's right, sir.
Isn't that right? Are you married?
Yes, I am, sir.
And Miss Anna Marla, where are you from, Anna?
I'm from Vienna.
Oh, Vienna. In that case, I'll practice some old world charm. I'm charmed to meet you, my dear.
Charmed to meet you, Mr. Fox.
Please, let's not overdo this. Okay?
Okay.
Okie dokie? Hunky dory? That's old world charm. May I kiss your hand, mademoiselle?
I'm not mademoiselle. I'm married.
In that case, you can kiss your own hair. Let's play this Vienna string out, yeah? How long have you been in America, Mrs. Marla?
I'm not Mrs. Marla. I'm Mrs. Fistolari.
What happened to Mrs. Marla? She was here just a minute ago. And where did Fistolari come from?
From Russia.
Fistolari sounds like a skyrocket. Where did he come from? Where?
Russia.
From Russia? He came from Russia? That's a good place to come from. Okay, okie dokie. Spell it in plain English. What's the scoop? How come you're Marla, but you're really a Fistolari?
Well, I started working with the name of Marla, and so I didn't want to muddle everybody up and change. And then I married. So I became Mrs. Fistolari.
Well, that's logical. Yeah. Well, Marla is a very famous name in Austria. Are you aware of that?
Hmm? Yes, I know. Gustav Mahler was my father.
Oh, really? Well, this is an honor. He was one of the greatest of the modern composers. Now, Anna, you don't mind if I call you Anna?
Sure.
Because I'm a music lover, too. What sort of work do you do? Are you in music, too?
I sculpt. I'm a sculptor.
Oh, sculpting. Yeah. Are you a lady barber, you mean?
Well, I deal with heads very often, but I prefer stone heads.
Well, when you're in business, I guess you can't be too fussy. How did you happen to carve out a career for yourself in sculpturing?
Well, I started drawing very early, and then I painted, but these paintings always looked like pieces of sculpture, so I thought it was better to do the real thing. Mm-hmm. And since then, I'm very happy and don't want to do anything else.
Well, it sounds like a very pleasant profession. Mm-hmm. Just stand there and chisel all day. That's about the size of it, isn't it, Anna?
I don't think so. It's
you don't, eh?
Very heavy. It's very dirty. It ruins your hand. It's dusty.
Wait a minute. You said hand. You said hands, and you and your partner here are going to split $100. It's 50 for you and 50 for you.
That's a very good beginning.
Yes, that's an excellent beginning. Now, Fenneman says you're from the State Highway Department?
That's right, sir.
What do you do there?
I'm a right-of-way agent with the State of California Division of Highways.
Right-of-way?
Right-of-way.
Ridiculous. On the California highways, no one has a right-of-way. What do you mean by a right-of-way man?
Right-of-way man is a man who acquires for the state necessary highways, necessary right-of-ways in order that freeways can be constructed.
Mm-hmm. I've often wondered when you fellows put on a new highway, what happens to the houses that stand in the way?
Well, the great majority of them are somewhat easily removed. About 90% are removed.
You remove them with the occupants in them, or do you place consultants in them?
There's a little consultation that goes on prior to that time.
About 10%. How long? About 5 minutes?
Sometimes it takes months.
It does.
Many months of negotiation. About 90% of the homes are removed to new locations, set up, remodeled, and about 10% are necessarily demolished and used to construct other homes, mm-hmm, or other buildings or other work.
Is that so? I imagine you've had some interesting experiences in that kind of a job. Are there some you could tell us about?
We've had a great many. They happen every day. One of the more interesting experiences, we thought, was the moving by a private contractor of a home, which he was moving to a new location over a portion of the roadway. There was a bridge over the road, and the house got stuck by about...
I was stuck with a house in Beverly Hills. I didn't know a house could get stuck. I thought only the owners.
So this house was firmly wedged under the bridge, and they couldn't push it forward. They couldn't pull it back. They didn't know what to do with it. So 2 o'clock passed to 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and about 5 o'clock, a youngster came by. He was getting ready to peddle the morning papers, and he observed the proceedings, and he finally ventured to say to a few of the contractors and engineers, he says, "Say, fellas, if that was my job," he says, "I'd let some of the air out of the tires," and they did, and the house proceeded.
That newsboy is now General Eisenhower. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $4,000 question. But, please, I want you to pay attention to this.
Did you know we're expecting a blessed event?
Delivery date this Friday. And what a beautiful baby. The new Plymouth for 1952. At your DeSoto Plymouth dealers this Friday. And talk about value. You'll cast a loving eye on Plymouth's luxurious new tone-tailored interiors. Roomy, comfortable, truly distinctive.
Talk about value.
The famous Plymouth 7-to-1 high-compression engine, this year with an important new type of cylinder head. For power that's super smooth, super quiet.
Yes, talk about value.
You simply can't approach the relaxed comfort of a ride in Plymouth. Not in any other low-priced car. And another better-than-ever feature for 52, Plymouth Safeguard Hydraulic Brakes now have cycle bond linings, which give you more braking surface and last longer.
Yes, talk about value, and you're talking about Plymouth, the new Plymouth, the 1952 Plymouth.
See it this Friday at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
All right, now let's see how well you work together as a team. George, tell them the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of 4 questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $4,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build your $20. You selected books and authors. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
15 perhaps.
Anna?
All right.
All right. Who wrote Ivanhoe?
What's his name?
I can't.
Of course, I know.
Scott. Scott is right. Walter Scott.
You're off to a good start. You have $35.
There's no point in asking Fenneman, Miss Marla, because to begin with, he's not allowed to tell you, and in the second place, he doesn't know. Remember, you're going for $4,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 are you going to risk this time?
Let's do all of it, but 4 or 5 cents.
All right.
How much?
You've all but $34.95, is that right?
96 cents.
$34.96. This is what they call Ausgerechnet. All right. Who wrote Les Miserables?
Hugo.
Victor Hugo is right. It's going to be very interesting to hear Fenneman compute this.
Well, the first one's easy. You now have
$69. This is going to be a great ad for, what is it, San Francisco State University?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is right this time, I'm sure.
Okay.
You have $69.96.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Miss Marlowe?
Well, you should know. I can't count.
All right, here we go. How much are you going to bet on your third question?
50.
Let's do all of it but a couple of pennies.
Talk right.
We'll do all of it but...
All right, you're going to do $69.94. Who wrote The Last of the Mohicans?
Fenimore Cooper.
James Fenimore Cooper.
You now have $139.90.
Is your last chance to beat the other couples? How much are you going to bet?
Let's do the whole thing.
Here we go. Who wrote A Farewell to Arms?
There you go. I think hard, huh?
If you don't know, take a stab.
Sorry.
I'm terribly sorry. It's Ernest Hemingway. Should
no.
I
know that? Isn't that terrible?
Well, I'm sorry. We can't let you go away broke. We don't let anybody go away broke on this show, Miss Marlowe, so we're going to give you one more question. You answered correctly, and we'll see that you don't leave here with less than $25. You've got nothing, so $25 will make up the difference between nothing and $25. Now think hard, and please no help from the audience. What kind of fruit do you use in a peach pie? Peaches is right. Put it there. Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Rocco, we invited some dancing teachers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Mary Peck Farmer. Her partner is also from the audience, Mr. Gordon Giblin. He's a stevedore. Folks, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mrs. Mary Peck Farmer. And Mr. Gordon Giblin?
Giblin.
Giblin, huh? The Giblins will get you if you don't watch out. Where are you from? You must be pretty sick of that joke, huh?
Yeah. Usually giblets in the gravy or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, this was a little more stupid than a... you're a stevedore, is that a Giblin?
That's right.
Is that right, Stevie?
That's right.
What's the difference? Is there a difference between a stevedore and a longshoreman?
Yes, a longshoreman, he loads on the dock and a stevedore loads on the ship.
How long does it take to get this dock loaded?
Well, that depends.
Whole thing sounds pretty shaky to me. What's the principal job of the stevedore?
Well, the principal job is to take cargo from the dock and put it aboard the ships or vice versa, whichever the case may be. Ships coming in or going out.
I suppose I wanted to be a stevedore. What would I need besides a boat and a pier? I've already got a dock. Not much good, but I keep them for sentimental reasons.
Well, you
want to stay alive. What would I need to be a stevedore?
Well, to stay alive, you'd have to have a union book and a strong back.
What do you think of my bag? It's pretty rugged, isn't it?
Well, you're glad you don't have to make your living as a stevedore.
Well, you're lucky you said that when my back was turned.
You're lucky you don't have to make a living as a stevedore.
You wouldn't say it if I had my four brothers here. Miss Farmer, you're a dancing teacher, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's discuss the life fantastic. My age, I'd rather discuss it than trip it. How much would you charge to make a dancer out of me? Nothing fancy, just sort of like Gene Kelly, or perhaps a stare.
Well, I've only been teaching children.
Well, I'm in my second childhood. Where is your school?
It's in Burbank, California.
What's the name of this temple of Tuchikari?
It's in my own name. It's Mary Peck, Mary Farmer Dance Studio.
Uh-huh. And you were... Are these little Tuchikorians North Tuchikorians or South Tuchikorians? How many children are enrolled at this
emporium? Well, right now I have 200 children.
You have? Well, don't come running to me with your problems. Tell me, what are some of the things you teach these little monsters besides besides how to pay in advance?
We teach ballet, tap, acrobatic, toe.
Acrobatic toe? What's that?
A different stuff.
I have an acrobatic toe. I can't get my one shoe on.
course.
Now, why don't you ask me something about ballet? Go ahead.
What's Surly Kitty Pig?
What was that?
Oh, those are foot beats at the bar.
These little ballet dancers that they see at the bar? Ballet up to the bar, boys. The drinks are on the house. Well, you're a charming couple, and next time you're in the neighborhood, stop in and say hello to your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. You don't have to buy a car. Just stop in and say hello, that's all. Well, they prefer that you bought a car, but you can't do that. Just say hello. Now you're going to play your bet your life. All you got to do is beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $4,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The man from the highway department and the sculptress went broke, so this couple has a clear field. And the secret word is still hand.
Oh, by the way, before I forget it, here's a note I wanted to mention. There's a serious contribution to American literature in the new issue of Look magazine. That's for January 1st, you see. It's called The Secret Letters of Julius Marx. And that's me. That'll give you an idea of why I'm now called Groucho. Anyway, Look has collected some of my letters, and you may find them amusing. Just want you to know that I can spell. Among my other meager talents. Here we go. We're going to play you bet your life. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected male and female of the species. This should be very interesting. Here's the first question. How much of the $20 would you risk?
15.
What do you call a male sheep?
Ram.
Ram is right.
Off to a good start, you have $35.
He says that to everybody. Remember you're going for $4,000 tonight. How much of the $35 will you bet on your second question?
$33.50.
What do you call a male elephant?
A bull.
A bull is right.
You now have $69.50.
Here's the third question. How much of the money will you bet this time?
$69.25.
69 and a quarter.
What do you call a female rabbit?
A doe.
Doe is right.
You now have $138.75.
Are you sure you haven't got an animal farm instead of a dancing school? Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much are you going to try?
$138.50.
All right. What do you call a male duck?
A drake.
A drake is right.
And you'll wind up with $277.25.
Put it there, kid. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We asked if there were...
DeSoto Plymouth
dealers! We asked if there are any...
I don't want to sing anymore on the show.
We asked if there are any clubmen in our audience tonight. And from those who volunteered, Mr. Edward Peterson was chosen to be on the show. His partner is a young woman from the audience, Miss Patricia DeConde. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you divide $100 in cash. You divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Patricia DeConde and Edward Peterson, is that right? Yes. Mr. Peterson, I'll start with you. Where are you from, Pete? Edward? Eddie? What do you prefer being called?
Eddie?
You like. Okay. Well, anything I like is... That could be rather dangerous. Are you married, Ed?
No, sir, I'm not.
Why not?
Oh, I was born single. I hadn't seen sufficient reason for unchanging.
What a magnificent tribute to womanhood. Well, if you get married, there won't be any change. Not in your pockets, at least. Ed, how old are you?
I'm 46.
Forget it. It's a cheap joke. You're how old?
I'm 46.
46? Well, you're a pretty young-looking 46. Do you attribute that to the fact that you're a bachelor?
No, sir, to outdoor living.
Outdoor living makes you healthy?
It seems to.
I lived outdoors just one night, and I got bitten by two dogs and a snapdragon. Patricia DeConde, where are you from, Pat?
I'm from Manhattan Island.
Manhattan? You were born in Manhattan?
Yes.
I was born in New York, too. Manhattan.
I'm a slum boy. You don't mind if I call you Pat, do you,
of course
Pat?
Not.
Yeah, I'll call you Pat, and you can call me Martha. What sort of work do you do, Pat?
Oh, I'm a beauty consultant.
A beauty consultant? Well, you're a pretty good ad for that place. What kind of beauties do you consult? I've consulted a few in my time.
I don't consult them. They consult me. I give classes in skincare and hair care, contour makeup.
Oh, is that so? Well, where do you do your consulting?
I
can tell. I might be interested in a consultation myself.
Well, I'm afraid I do it at the various Army, Navy, and air bases throughout the country.
The armed forces are taking beauty treatments?
Well, at least
I guess that's what Truman meant by fantastic new weapons. Well, let's hope they keep their powder dry. The Fenneman says you're a clubman. What club do you belong to?
I belong to the Sierra Club.
You mean that jive joint down on Western Avenue? I was thrown out of that just 2 weeks ago. What's the Sierra Club?
The Sierra Club is an organization dedicated to the conservation of natural resources.
You mean don't let your faucets drip? So what are some of the activities of the Sierra Club?
The Sierra Club sponsors trips into the mountain areas of our state to study the flora, fauna, and geology of
now
the area.
Now you're talking, huh?
It publishes authentic information on the mountain areas of our state. It also enlists the public's interest in conservation of national parks, national monuments, state parks, and wilderness areas, and furthers the study of flora and fauna.
Well, this flora and fauna, that interests me for some strange reason. Are there women on these trips?
Yes, indeed.
Ed, you're a rascal. Do the ladies enjoy these mountain trips?
Yes, they do. They come back from the hikes as fresh as the men.
When is the next trip, Ed? I'll get out my alpenstock and I'll go along. I think one of these hikes would do me some good. How far do you walk?
Oh, 15 or 20 miles up steep slopes.
You just lost a member. You tell Flora I'll meet her in the foothills. And that goes for fauna, too. Some fauna, eh, kid? Well, I've learned a lot about the birds and the bees tonight, but apparently for me it's just a waste of time. We'll get on with the proceedings. You're going to play your bet your life for a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $4,000 question. Run your $20 no more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The dancing teacher and the stevedore won $277.25, and the secret word is still hand.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected state landmarks. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$15.
$15. In what state do you find the famous Pikes Peak?
Colorado.
Colorado is right.
On your way, you have $35.
Remember, you're going for $4,000 tonight. How much of the $35 will you bet this time?
$34.99.
In what state do you find the famous Everglades?
Florida.
Fenneman, get hot.
You're climbing. You have $69.99.
Here's your third question. How much will you bet?
$69.98.
In what state do you find Mount Lassen, the only active volcano in the United States?
California.
California is right. Here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
I haven't had this one up yet.
I haven't got all night, Fenneman. Get on with it, huh?
$139.97, is that right?
That's what I have, yes.
That's what I've got, too. And I figured it in my head.
$139.96.
It leaves you what?
1 penny.
Here's your last chance to be the other couples. You're going to bet practically everything. Ready? Yes. Mammoth Cave is in what state?
Kentucky.
Kentucky is right.
You wind up with $279.93, and that means that you, with your 297...
I'm doing so well. He can't even read it off a piece of paper.
You wind up with $279.93, and that means that you get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $4,000 question.
No safer car was ever built than the new, the 1952 DeSoto. Listen to these safety features. Safety rim wheels. In case of a blowout, this amazing DeSoto feature keeps the blown tire securely on the rim and helps you bring your car to a safe, smooth stop. The 1952 DeSoto brings you big windshield and window areas. DeSoto's wider, deeper windshield with narrower corner posts gives you a better view of the road. The 1952 DeSoto brings you big 12-inch brakes. No car in America has bigger brakes. And the special DeSoto parking brake is an entirely independent braking system, giving you 3 times the holding power of ordinary parking brakes. Well, mister, there's no doubt about it. DeSoto had your family in mind when it built all these great safety features into its brand new 1952 DeSoto. See it. Drive it. The new, the 1952 DeSoto. Now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, the dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car, most like high-priced cars.
Here's the beauty consultant and the Sierra Club man, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $4,000 question, Groucho.
Well, you look strangely familiar to me, you two. All right, here we go for $4,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. I'm sure everyone has heard the lovely song, Who is Sylvia? Franz Schubert wrote the music. For $4,000, who wrote the words to the poem, Who is Sylvia? Talk it over. Well, what do you guess?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning, but she didn't.
No, I'm sorry. It was William Shakespeare.
Oh.
That's the correct answer, William Shakespeare. So that means the big question next week will be worth $4,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won. How much did they win in the quiz, George?
$279.93.
Well, that's pretty good. Congratulations
and
thanks.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $4,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember... See the 1952 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Bad weather may excuse delay, but never an accident. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.